The country's Rail Safety Inspection Office has revealed a sharp rise in the number of deaths on Czech railways. In the first 3 months alone, 68 people died on the rail tracks, 15 of those at crossings where drivers or pedestrians failed to take notice of safety barriers or warning lights. Jan Wellinger has more.
15 deaths is a dramatic increase in the number of fatalities at Czech railway crossings, and a figure that shocked safety specialists, a jump of 650% since 2007. The number one cause in such accidents? Negligence, as drivers or pedestrians fail to heed warning signals and even lowered barriers at their own risk. Images of drivers cutting across the path of oncoming trains, sometimes weaving among lowered barriers, are nothing uncommon. Observers say drivers fail to respect the law and to appreciate the danger of their actions. Václav Špička is a road safety specialist for the Czech Auto Club.
Drivers should realize that trains have a braking distance of several hundred meters and weigh many tons. There is nothing that a train driver can do, even when he sees a car on the tracks.
The deputy head of the Rail Safety Inspection Office, Jan Kučera, says the independent body will push for a greater number of barriers to be introduced at crossings around the country.
Drivers think twice about trying to drive through lowered barriers. They're more likely to stop and wait. When you have crossings without barriers, drivers are much more willing to take risks. If every crossing had a barrier, it would dramatically lower the number of accidents and the number of people killed.
According to available statistics, the Czech Republic has more than 8,000 railway crossings, but only roughly 9% of those have mechanical barriers. The Czech Rail Safety Inspection would like to see the number of those increased, and together with the Transport Ministry will be investigating crossings across the country for possible revisions. The two would also like to tackle an equally grim problem, the number of pedestrians killed on the tracks. 49 of those died in the first 3 months of this year, also a record amount. Cutting across the tracks or walking along them to shorten one's path often has obviously deadly consequences, not least when alcohol or listening to music on a personal player are involved.
Indeed, Jan Wellinger with that report.